It's an honor to come your way again today. We appreciate you being tuned this way and hope the message, the devotion, will be a blessing to you. And it would really be a blessing if the family had time to gather together and hear a few moments from the Word of God, a few thoughts from the Word of God. I'm Larry Raines. I've been preaching the gospel several years, 53 as a matter of fact. And I'm honored today that the pastor has given us an opportunity to bring the gospel to you. So I'm in the 101st Psalm. This will be, I think, maybe our third devotion. Probably get maybe five or so out of this 101st Psalm if you have your Bible and have the opportunity to turn there. If not, you can listen as we try to bring you the burden of our heart. Psalms 101, the psalmist said, I'll read a couple verses and not read it all for the sake of time. The psalmist said, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. In Psalms 101 and verse number 2, you have the heart, and you have the house. I think that's the key to Psalms 101. The house is referenced in verse 2, and it's also referenced in verse number 7, within my house. And then there are three references to the heart, as we've mentioned previously. He said a perfect heart in verse number 2. He said a froward heart in verse number 4. And then he got down and talked about a proud heart in one of the other verses, verse number 5. My thought last week, as we looked into the thought or the last devotion that we gave, was where David said in verse number 2, he said, Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? And our thought was getting God back in the house. And David's praying in that verse number 2 in this psalm. Of course, he's inspired of the Holy Ghost, and he's burdened, and he's begging God. And we know David's house, and I don't have time to get into his house. I may do that on another devotion, one of these sermons. But nevertheless, he said, Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? In our last devotion, we said that David was praying for God to come unto him. And of course, he's referring to the house. And if we'll come to him, the preacher said he will come to us. And I believe that with all of my heart. They that seek him early shall find him. And hundreds of other verses of scripture, where two or three gather together in his name, there he would be in the midst. And so we see the psalmist is praying for God's presence to be in his house. If you've heard the other two devotions, when you know the house is the home, Joshua, Moses, Paul told Timothy to provide for your house. That's to provide for those in your family and get your family to serve God and prepare an ark to the saving of your house is what he told Moses. And I think a home today, surely, to be a scriptural home, has to be built on prayer. And we'll never see it until we begin to get the old, when wilt thou come unto me? And I hope that that'll burden your heart before we get through with the devotion today. Last time we said David was praying. We noticed how important prayer is. And we made this thought, give you a little bit of review. If two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything shall be done of our Father, which is in heaven, how much more if me and a brother or me and a preacher friend could get together and agree? That's an important ingredient in Matthew 18:19. But nevertheless, how much greater when I think about my wife and I being of one bone and one flesh. She's bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and been that way for about 59 years. And if we could agree to get God's presence in the home, and we have, We did that nearly 53 years ago, shortly after I was saved, and realized what the home was and what a family was. We prayed, "Oh God, we want you to be the presence and be the very present help in our family." And He's been there for all of these years, and I hope we can yield ourselves to Him continually as He allows us to serve Him in these latter days. Several different thoughts the Lord has given me out of Psalms 101, and we notice in verse 1 there was worship, and we notice He said, I'll behave myself wisely. We need a little bit of wisdom, and I want to look at that thought today. Praying and singing, David's talking about here, and the fellowship, and cleaning out some things, getting rid of some things, and we may get into that in the days ahead. But I want us to look this morning. I can divide this chapter 101 of the Psalms. I can divide that in the three sections. I see the importance of the home or the house. I see the impoverishment, weak, and wickedness, and things have gotten in there, contrary heart. And all of those things just weaken our family ties and weaken the power that should be upon the home and the family. And then I saw how to improve that. So we have those three things. And I want to look at the first one, the importance of the home. And I get my thought out of this psalm that it's so important. And David said in another place, it's not so with my family. But he said he wanted it to be that way with our family. And there's not a pastor. Your pastor, I'll guarantee you, if he's not a hireling, if he's God's man, he wants you to have a strong home, because your home is so important to the local church. I made this reference in the first devotion. As goes the home, so goes the church. And as goes the church, so goes our nation. And we know this nation's in trouble, and we know a lot of churches are in trouble in this Laodicean church age in which we're living. May God help us. We've got Jesus on the outside in Revelation 3:20, when He beholds and stands at the door and knocks, and if any man will hear my voice, open the door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me. And the church has got Jesus on the outside in a lot of cases. But I'm telling you, if He's outside of your house today, for God's sake, let's get Him back in. Amen. So I'm noticing quickly, if the Lord will help me to be quick, on the importance of the home. The importance of the home. And I want to look for just a moment at the importance of dad. Dad's place. The husband's place. The father's place in the home. I may get to the ladies in a moment. I think I'm going to run out of time. But in Matthew chapter 7, that's the final chapter of the Sermon on the Mount. I think Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is the greatest sermon in the Bible, and surely it was preached and taught by the greatest preacher that ever walked in shoe leather or sandal leather, and that was our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He goes through the Sermon on the Mount. You ought to study it. Multitudes, hundreds and messages have been preached out of the Sermon on the Mount, and I've preached several out of there myself. And it goes through, I think, every facet, every area of our life. You can find it in the Sermon on the Mount. But He came down to the conclusion of His sermon, and here's what He said in Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Notice the wisdom. David said, I'll behave myself wisely there in Psalms 101, verse number 2. And so we need, Dad, for you to have a little wisdom. And you'll get that wisdom from the Word of God. Jesus will give you wisdom that you might be the husband, and if God allows you to be a father, He'll give you the wisdom to be a good father. And so get in the Word of God. Hide His Word in your heart that you might not sin against God. I knew nothing, very little, if anything, about the Scripture. I think one time in public school where I was educated, elementary as well as high school and later, but nevertheless, the Bible was still in the school in those days. We wonder what's wrong with our country. Well, God's gone out of the home, and the Bible's gone out of the home and the school, and I don't have time to get into that. I want to notice the wise man buildeth. Jesus said, the wise man is going to build his house upon a rock. And we know what that rock is. You don't have to have a Sunday school pen or that'll drag your ground when you walk. You don't have to have a PhD behind your name or wherever. He said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. My brother James talked about us being hearers of the word and also a doer. I think we got too many hearers and not very many doers. So we need to be doing what we hear. And I'll assure you, most of you that listen to me today, if you would do what you know, do what you've already heard, you'd have a strong family. And may God help us. A wise man buildeth his house upon a rock. How does he do that, preacher? He does that by following the instructions and the teachings in the Word of God. And they're numerous. I can name many, many different ones today. But I want you to look very quickly, if I can get to my thought, the wise man, and the Lord willing, the next time, the next devotion, we'll get to a wise woman out of Proverbs chapter number 14. But a wise man, Jesus said, is going to build his house upon a rock. And you do that by being a doer of the Word of God. And we'll turn very briefly and very quickly to Psalms 127. And the Bible says this, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It's vain for you to rise up early, sit up late, eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. And then he gets into the children being the heritage of the Lord, and like arrows in the hand, and if you'll let me see verse number 4, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. And so a wise man is going to be a doer of the Word of God. And Jesus said, if he's going to be that wise man, he's going to take heed how he's going to build his house. We know houses built without a foundation surely are not going to stand. A house built on the sand is going to lose the foundation when the foundation crumbles, and the house, of course, is going to collapse. And that's happening in probably half or more than our homes and our families today. So take heed to the Word of God today, Dad. Be a doer of the Word, and you'll be a wise man. You'll build your house on the Word of God and upon the sayings of our blessed Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he put it this way in Ephesians chapter number 5, if you have time to turn there, what a blessing it would be. He talks about the wife, and he talks about the children, but he also talks about Dad, where our devotion is today. In Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 25, he said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Thank God for the Word of God. I'm glad my sins weren't washed away in the Kanawha River. I'm glad my sins weren't washed away in Lake Placid somewhere, but my sins got washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I would encourage you, Dad, to get in the Word of God and be a wise man. Love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Provide for your family. Provide a roof over their head. Provide clothes for their back, shoes for their feet. Provide groceries for the table. You're looking at a preacher that has a young family dad, and as a young preacher, I worked three jobs. I was a motorcycle policeman. I helped a carpet layer, and I did every other extra job that I could find to do to make provision for my family. And I would encourage you to do that today. Well, our time is fastly getting away, and I think probably the next devotion we'll just get back on Dad being a wise dad. Dad, would you make application to the Word of God in your life? The thought, Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 25, husbands, love your wife. A great verse, and you ought to go read it. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 7, he said, for the husbands to give honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of God. Why? That your prayers be not hindered. You can't have any power in your prayer life and not love your wife. You can't have any power on your home and God's presence and power in the house without loving your wife and giving honor unto her as the weaker vessel. We'll continue this thought, the Lord willing, on our next devotion. Father, bless thy word to the hearts of your people. And Lord, there may be a home out there that's an unsaved home. I pray today would be the day that the word of God, like a piercing sword and like an arrow, would find its mark in that heart, maybe dad's heart or mom's heart. And Lord, their hearts would be surrendered and submitted to being saved by the grace of God and inviting the Lord Jesus Christ as David did, O when wilt thou come unto me? I pray it come into some heart today, come into some home, and get glory and honor and praise out of it. And we'll love you for it in Jesus' name. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.